Yeah. All right, so let's see. For me, I guess it began back in 1978. I was in San Francisco, and I saw this thing called the punk rock movie at one of those repertory cinemas that changed its bill every day. And the sound was awful, and as I recall, there was a projector breakdown that night, so there had to be a... There was actually a pause between each reel of film simply because there was only one projector. So the whole evening was really weird. And I think there was a Zappa movie on with it too, 200 Motels or something. And in the midst of the punk rock movie, there were these girls on the stage, and the singer who was encased totally in leather, had a pair of girls' panties that she kept pulling up and down over her leather pants. And that was my first introduction to REM and the Slits. And the sound wasn't too good, so I couldn't really tell much about them. But the next year, when I moved to New York, I heard them on some radio station there, and I just fucking loved the song Typical Girls. It caught something really special for me. And for some reason, this week, I've been totally just obsessed with the Slits. I've been playing them all fucking week long, over and over again in my car. And I just loved them, so I picked up the Peel Sessions, and live at the GIBUS, the Gibbous Club in Paris, France, in January 1978. Peel Session that I just played was from April of 1978. Some fuckers calling on the telephone.
Peel Radio.
The square disc jockey, no longer of Kill Radio.
No longer on Kill Radio, no.
I'm up the street. I was going to be by within the hour.
Well, I'm here.
Cool.
You still have keys, right?
Yeah.
Say hi to the audience. You're on the air.
Hello, audience out there in Kill Radio land. I'm no longer a DJ, but I'm still down with Kill fucking Radio.
Kill Radio kills, man. Anyway, I'm doing my set, so I'll talk to you when you get here.
Cool. All right.
That was Richard. All right. And let's see. Live at the Gibbous Club and the Peel Sessions. And that the last thing. Well, what I did was just played three versions of the song Instant Hit. Put my headphones back on. Played Instant Hit. And what I especially notice is what a fine job Dennis Bovell did producing the Slits album Cut, which is, I actually think it's my very favorite punk rock album of them all. And just to back that up with my own sort of, I'm going to play for you Typical Girls, because this is what turn me on, right? Typical Girls, the Slits.
Fake smells. Typical girl, trying to be typical. It's the same thing with the key.
It's not.
It's completely different.
You have no experience. But it doesn't make sense. He's only curious. Don't take it serious.
He can't take any more, now he's getting weak.
So I did it again. After playing Typical Girls, I played So Tough in the live version, in the Peel session, and the album version, just to hear what that's like. So I'm checking over here on Amazon to see if I can find the most obscure of all of the Slits albums. It's called Retrospective, and it was a kind of a formal bootleg. I had it back in the early 80s. I don't know what became of it. What a pain. But doesn't seem to be there. I can find the other ones. The Slits Live, a live anthology. Same old songs, half good. Yeah, better than cut? I don't know about that. Well, I'm not going to get that, the live, in the beginning live CD. Return of the Giant Slits, I've never heard. But it's awfully expensive. Cut's expensive. Peel Sessions is expensive. Return to the Giant Slits is expensive. I paid less for these things. Oh, well. I guess I need to order this one. Okay. Let me do this one. Okay, I'll order that one. Yeah, I'll proceed to check out. I'm ordering a Raincoats album while I'm talking to you. It's just amazing what you can do with the internet, isn't it? You just push buttons and bang, I got a CD coming to me by the Raincoats. See, look how easy that was. That was just so easy. Took about 5 seconds. Isn't that amazing? All right, so this is the Chill Room, and it's 12:30 a.m., and I'm going to warm myself up, but we've been listening to a little half hour of the Slits, and hey, there's more to come.